So just a short thought or two for tonight. We know that the holiday that we celebrate on the civil calendar this weekend isn't really a Jewish one. As I mentioned in the weekly email, if you saw that earlier today, we actually have four New Years on the Jewish calendar. We don't need another one necessarily. And besides, I recall I already gave a New Year's sermon. Many of you were there in body or online for that. But nevertheless, my friend Rabbi Paul Kipnis reminds me that it is still good to march the change on the calendar. And so a short thought about tonight. Our Torah portion this week comes in the midst of the Joseph cycle. We are at the part of the story where Joseph's brother Judah steps up to deliver an impassioned, heartfelt plea on behalf of his younger brother Benjamin, who's been wrongfully accused. It's a test that Joseph has laid out for the brothers to see if they would have done repentance for having sold him and for being in their relationship. And in fact, it works. Judah steps forward, shows that the brothers have changed. Joseph forgives them all. This is the Calypso number, if you're familiar enough with the Broadway show and what comes after that. And ultimately, at the end of it, Joseph reveals himself. The brothers are all reunited. They go back home to the land of Canaan, bring down Jacob and the whole family, 70 people in total, all the Jewish community down to the land of Egypt. Seemed like a good idea at the time. We know later, next week, 2 weeks, it's not going to be such a good idea, but we're not there yet. But at this point in the story, with Joseph in this position of power in Egypt, it really does seem like all of his dreams have come true. The notion of his brothers, his parents, his whole family being of lesser status and him being on high, but him being able to be in that position, as it turns out, in order to be able to save them, it seems like a fulfillment of Joseph's dreams. Well, as we head into 2023, maybe it seems a good time for us to think about dreams or our dreams or what we might need to do in order to fulfill them. So Rabbi Kipnis offers two short stories and a blessing. The first story is this. One night, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter walked past the shoemaker's home in his town. And though it was very, very late, Rabbi Salanter noticed that the shoemaker was still busy at work, working by the light of a candle at the end of his workbench. He called in through the open window, Rabbi Salanter did, saying, "Why are you still working? It's very late, and soon the candle will go out." And the shoemaker replied, "As long as the candle is still burning, it is still possible to accomplish and to mend." Rabbi Salanter noted the wisdom of that encounter. As long as our candles are still burning, we can still accomplish much. We can still mend our mistakes. We can still mend ourselves. We can still mend our world. We can still mend our dreams. One thought. As we prepare to enter 2023, Rabbi Kipnis says, what is it that you are still waiting to accomplish? What will you mend? How will you mend yourself? How will you work to mend our world in 2023? You don't have to answer or put anything in the chat, but the thought is, what is it that you're going to seek to continue to mend as we turn the page on the calendar year? A second short story from Rabbi Kipnis. He tells us that the Dear Abby advice column was written by a woman named Abigail Van Buren. How many of you knew that? How many of you knew what her real name was? That Abigail Van Buren actually was a Jewish woman named Pauline Phillips from Sioux City, Iowa. Did you know that? That's who Dear Abby actually was, right? So he tells the story. She once got a letter from Unfulfilled in Philadelphia, was what she called it, Unfulfilled in Philadelphia. And her answer to him, I think, speaks to new moments in times like New Year's when we rethink our future. Here's the story. Unfulfilled in Philadelphia wrote that he had always wanted to be a doctor. It had always been a real dream of his. But at this point in his life, if he were to go back to college and get his degree and then go to medical school and then do an internship and then finally practice medicine, it would take him 7 years and he'd be 43 years old. Well, Dear Abby wrote back to him and astutely asked him, "And how old will you be in 7 years if you don't do all of those things?" It's better to fulfill our dreams later in life than never. So Rabbi Kipnis asks, what dreams are you preparing to fulfill now so that you won't regret it 7 years or 70 years from now? What are the dreams that you still want to fulfill that if you don't start, you'll never get there, but if you do start, it'll take us that time through? Finally, Rabbi Kipnis offers us all a blessing for entering the new year and for journeying onward at any time, really. He writes, "On the next part of your journey into a new year or a new career, or as you make a new friend or to your heart you do tend, we wish you b'hatzlacha, good luck. May your eyes open to glorious sights that will make your heart beat faster, and may your breathing slow enough to embrace the meaningfulness of it all. May your mind expand to explore new ideas and to consider new possibilities, and may your thinking constrict enough to impede the inevitable kvetches and self-deprecating. May your sense of self morph and strengthen as you experience not what no longer is, but now what just might be. May your awareness of what is and what can be expand beyond what was and what you expected. And may the journey ahead be jam-packed with joy joined with serious self-reflection, fullness of family and friends amidst an abundance of fun, insight and inspiration, and more than a touch of idealism, with love sweetened with laughter and healthy living, working, and being. May you interact with as part of and interact with others who are part of an increasing Hamish humanity. And thus may you fill your heart and soul so that the journey ahead into the unknown may be exciting, energizing, and absolutely enough. May the year 5783 continue to be a good, sweet, happy, and healthy year for us, and may 2023 turn out to be pretty good as well." And together we all say, Amen.
Amen.